What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
In today's edition of You and the Law, we tell you more about the amendments to the Dangerous Drugs Act. Glad you could join us. I'm Njue James Sawyers.
Warning, warning, warning. Climate change is happening. We got to do something, no doubt. To the world, we're calling out.
To adapt to the ever-changing climate. Some lifestyle changes we got to make. Emission of gases we have to reduce.
Turn off the lights when they're not in use.
This public service announcement in support of the Voices for Climate Change project was brought to you by Panas Caribbean and the National Environmental Education Committee in association with the Met Office, the Environmental Foundation of Jamaica, United Nations Development Program, and this radio station.
Jamaica has plans to amend the Dangerous Drugs Act to facilitate the decriminalization of ganja for specific purposes. These may have implications for the island's anti-narcotics obligations as set out in the 1961 United Nations Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs. However, the government is ensuring that no breaches will occur, this through the implementation of a controlled regime. The amendments to the Act will lay the foundation for the establishment of regulatory regimes to govern the cultivation and use of ganja for medical and therapeutic purposes.
The bill permits the use of ganja for medicinal or therapeutic purposes as prescribed or recommended in writing by a registered medical practitioner or other health practitioner approved by the Minister of Health. It permits persons who are suffering from cancer or other serious chronic illness to import ganja or ganja products where their use is recommended by a registered medical practitioner in an amount not exceeding that recommended by the registered medical practitioner.
Minister of Justice, Senator Mark Golding.
I say let your food be your medicine be your food.
In addition, once persons who travel to the island can provide evidence that their use of ganja for medicinal or therapeutic purposes has been approved by a medical practitioner in their country of residence, they will be allowed to buy permits. These permits will authorize them to purchase and possess up to 2 ounces of ganja while in Jamaica. This is subject to conditions including the payment of a prescribed fee. Changes to the Act will also facilitate ganja being used for scientific and research purposes.
The bill permits the use of ganja for scientific research conducted by an accredited tertiary institution or a research institution otherwise approved by the Scientific Research Council. And it empowers the minister responsible for science and technology by order to authorize an institution or body to cultivate and or import ganja or any part of the plant for scientific research.
Finally, the herbs come around.
The 2015 bill will enable the emergence of a regulated hemp industry.
The bill provides for the establishment of a new regulatory body, the Cannabis Licensing Authority, which will be responsible for establishing procedures and criteria for applying for and retention of licenses, permits for cultivation, processing, distribution, sale, and other handling of ganja for medical, scientific, and therapeutic purposes. These reforms will be supported by a regulatory framework that is to be developed and enacted by way of regulations under this Act. The new Cannabis Licensing Authority will take the lead in developing the details of the regulatory framework.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
The next time you enjoy a sumptuous meal of fish, conch, lobster, shrimp, or other seafood, make sure you thank Mother Nature for our wetlands and our fishers for the work they do. Did you know wetlands like mangrove forests, marshlands, seagrass beds, rivers, and coral reefs are sanctuaries for young fish, protecting them from harm? Did you know wetlands are also valuable natural resources that provide a source of employment for many Jamaicans through the fishing industry? What can you do? Save our wetlands, save our fisheries, safeguard our future.
That's it for this week's edition of You and the Law. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Njue James Sawyers. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.